Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. BizHubs is brought to you by Anna Bots. We automate sales and support AI with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit annabot.ai to get started. That's ANABOTS.AI. Today's guest is Lillian Su. As a PR coach and publicist, Lillian is the storytelling and relationship building business, empowering entrepreneurs to gain the confidence to harness the power of public relations to achieve their goals. Her BizHub is about that time when she had to call Will Smith's agent to invite him to a film premiere. Lillian, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thanks for having me, Anna.
Thank you.
Well, basically, my story was this. I was a new publicist at the time. I was probably on the job for 6 to 8 months, and I was working for an agency, and we were helping to promote a documentary film in LA. This was a documentary film for the Canadian basketball star Steve Nash. He was a client of ours because we also represented his line of gyms at the time. So they thought, okay, we want to boost the premiere of his documentary film in LA. So we want to invite some celebrities and some high profile people. And I was in charge as the rookie of calling up these celebrities. Well, when you call up celebrities, there's a process. You can't just dial their personal phone numbers. You have to reach their representatives. So I actually did research and I thought, okay, first one on my list, Will Smith. My hands are shaking, I'm sweating, I'm clammy, I'm really, really nervous because this is the first time that I've been even this close to a celebrity that's this high profile. Plus, Fresh Prince, huge part of my childhood. I love the guy, right? So I call up his agencies in New York and I basically say to them, you know, hi, my name is Lillian. I represent the Kirk Group. We are holding a documentary film premiere for Steve Nash in April. Would Mr. Smith be available to attend? Well, spoiler, they said no. He had other commitments, but you know, they thanked me for the invite. When I hung up the phone, I thought to myself, okay, if I can do that and survive, nothing blew up, nothing fell apart, I didn't make an idiot out of myself, I can actually make a go out of it in this business. I can actually do publicity and have fun with it. Because even though I was so nervous and worried about making an idiot out of myself, like I came out of it and I'm like, that made me stronger. I enjoyed it. And I feel like I can continue moving forward to do more of this, to do more projects, and to, you know, just treat these celebrities like regular people. Because at the end of the day, yes, they have representatives, but you're still talking to them like people, you know?
Well, they are people.
Exactly. Yeah, it wasn't like, I think I was so nervous because I had built it up so much in my head. That, you know, this guy is like so high profile and his career was a huge part of my childhood and I love him and everything. And it was just like really nerve wracking to me. But I came out of that thinking, you know, that actually wasn't so bad. Like nothing bad happened. And I went into it thinking a lot of things would happen and it didn't. So it proved to me that, you know, I am resilient, that I can grow from this, that I can continue moving forward with my career. And since then, I've done things like, you know, I had a client who had a film premiering at Comic-Con. I put out a campaign in 10 days and that put her movie over the hump to get signed and distributed with Shudder. She landed a 2-year non-exclusive agreement with Shudder. And, you know, these are the things that I can do for people because you're just out there sharing your story and building relationships, right? It's not, you know, and if you treat people with respect and you respect their time, the hope is they will do the same to you.
So true. So true. You know, it's interesting because about what you mentioned, I mean, yes, you had to call the Fresh Prince, you know, like, ooh, he was also a big part of my childhood. And sometimes we look up to people and we create this image that they're unattainable, you know, that they're like almost like godlike people or whatever. But and we forget when we put them in a pedestal that big, we forget that they're also people. They also have a story. They also have feelings and they also have fear. They also feel nervous. They also feel all of these things. But whatever made you, not you, made them be there in that pedestal that we built for them is to be resilient. The choice that they made between, oh no, I'm just gonna stay here in my corner, or I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna do the thing because I want to do whatever thing that they're trying to do. So that's the takeaway that I can get from your story. So thank you so much for sharing it.
You're welcome. It's one of my favorite stories just from my career because it really kind of, I think, sort of illustrates how I moved from being that nervous rookie to having more experience.
Yes, and I think that we always need to pull the bullet, pull the trigger.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just translating here badly. We always need to pull the trigger on, okay, I would like to be there, but for that I need to do these things, and we will never get there if we don't put in the work. And it's just like take action. Everything comes down to taking action.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Lillian. So who do you serve and how can those people find you?
They can always follow me on Instagram at Lillian Sue Copywriter PR. I also am working on a book that will be hopefully releasing before the summer. And they can find more information on that on my Instagram account as well.
Great. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Lillian Sue, for coming in and sharing her story about the time when she had to call Will Smith's agents to invite him to a film premiere. If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help in selling AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.